Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from ISO Energy, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ISO, and on the OTCQX under the symbol ISENF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Craig Perry. Now, Craig, I want to follow up on a couple news releases that occurred mid last month, so in December to wrap up the year. The first one being the closing of a private placement, both a brokered component and a non-brokered component. You raised just under $7 million. Please take us through the total amount that was raised and where these funds are going to be used.
Yeah. Hey, Corey. Happy New Year and Happy New Year to all of your listeners. Fantastic to be back. So look, we had a great finish to the year last year, of course. We're coming off the back of our great drill results from the hurricane zone. We raised $6.7 million at the end of November last year. We closed that in December. $3.5 million of that was a bought deal financing from PI Financial for flow-through dollars, which sets us up very well for next year and all of our exploration work that we'll be doing next year. And then very pleased to report that on top of that, we had $3.2 million come in from in hard dollar terms. Hard dollars still pretty tough to raise in the market out there. So for a junior company to do a junior uranium company to do a $6.7 million raise was very, very good. It suggests to us that, you know, the market is starting to get warm up to the uranium space again. And of course, very importantly, our major shareholder, NexGen Energy, subscribed for $2.9 million of that $3.2 million of hard dollars that we raised. So we continue to enjoy that great support from the team and board, and Lee Currier, the CEO of NexGen, our chairman. You know, NexGen's very happy with our hurricane discovery and the work we're doing there. So we're very well supported by that great company.
Yeah, well, kudos to you. You even said it there. For a uranium junior, this is, I think, significant raise, but this has come on the back of, again, a raise that was done a year earlier that allowed you to go out and have a drill program and make that discovery last year. There was also another news release that came out December 17th that outlines a 20-hole winter drill program following up in this hurricane uranium zone. Share with us some more of the details regarding this drill program and what you're hoping to prove here.
Yeah, you bet, Corey. So we'll have two rigs on the ground. We've mobilized the crew and they're out there now getting set up. So we should commence drilling in the next couple of weeks. So you'll see a steady flow of news from that program starting late January. So look out for that. Of course, two rigs, our most aggressive campaign to date, 8,500 meters, and about a $2 million budget to get that done. That actually, oddly enough, sets us apart from most of the competition. We'll be in the sort of top four or five companies globally exploring for uranium. So not bad going for a junior. And of course, that basis for that is that we're the only junior with a recent higher grade discovery. So looking good on that front. The drill program, some details there. So one rig will be focused on drilling in and around the known hurricane zone and that deposit. And none of the sections bar one that we've drilled on have been closed off to date. So we'll be drilling in and around known mineralization and looking to close off some of those sections. And of course, you can never guarantee good results. But the fact that we'll be drilling within a few meters of, for example, one of our holes there, we hit hole LE1912. We hit 3.2% U308 over 8.5 meters. We haven't closed that section off, so we'll need to drill relatively close to that hole to look to expand and put a resource around that particular section. So you can expect that we probably get some good results out of zones like that. So look out for that sort of news flow from that particular rig. And then the other rig we'll be looking in, and if your listeners go to our website, they'll be able to see what we're doing and what we're talking about there. As you say, that news release from back in December describes it in a bit more detail. But out to the east of the hurricane zone, there's a stonking great resistivity anomaly that's never been effectively tested. We drilled one hole back in the summer on the edge of that and hit some very interesting elevated uranium, very interesting alteration. And that anomaly looks to intensify out to the east. So we're very excited to get out there and test that anomaly. And who knows what that might hold. But the team are very enthused by what we see out there. So that other rig will be following up that anomaly out to the east and doing some more exploration type work. So watch out for that news flow as well.
Can you provide just a little background or an explanation on the significance of this resistivity anomaly when it comes to uranium exploration, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. So of course, those resistivity anomalies are typically associated with graphitic conductor and conductive structures. So uranium deposits, they form from fluids coming up through basement tapping structures, and the uranium gets deposited at the unconformity when it hits that reducing environment in the sandstone. Seeing those graphitic conductors and structures in the basement is a good indication of where you can find these types of deposits. Of course, you need to drill and test those anomalies, and that's what we're doing. And the big LaRocque East structure, the LaRocque structure that trends through our ground and then into Cameco's ground to the west, only 6 kilometers to the southwest. Cameco have their LaRocque deposit. The best intersection they ever drilled there was 7 meters at 30% U308. So we know this structure, the Rocky structure, is a very fertile structure. Continues on into our ground where we've made that discovery of the Hurricane Zone. And then it continues out to the east and then on to the northeast of the property. And it intensifies out there. So that either means, I think what that means is there's probably quite a bit of graphite in that system. It's a very prominent anomaly and, makes a very, very good target for us.
All right. So a little bit of infill and also this exploration or expansion drilling. But one thing to note is that this is such a new discovery, too, that even this infill drilling, you are working at, I guess, just proving up what's actually there. But you're not going to be putting some sort of a resource out soon, are you?
No, that's right. Look, I think we're still only early days. We've really only got 29 drill holes into the deposit as it stands at the moment. So we've got a lot more work to do before we get to that point where we would have be able to announce a resource. But suffice to say that a good chunk of the drilling that we're doing now is, generally resource delineation type drilling. So I'd like to think that at some point, potentially early next year, we'd be in a position to announce a maiden resource.
Okay, but first things first, we will get the drill program underway, and then we will be following up with you as those drill results are released. There's not much more to say here other than the company is cashed up, a drill program about to get underway, and news that should be coming out regarding expanding that discovery last year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Craig regarding ISO, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will happily get those in front of Craig. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of ISO Energy. Craig, good chatting with you. Thanks for your time today.
Fantastic. Thanks, Corey. Good to chat.